Hier sind katastrophale Zustände. Eine Frau hat ein Kind entbunden gestern.
An East German trying to flee to the West in the autumn of 1989 describes the difficult conditions at Prague's West German embassy. Over 20,000 East Germans escaped to freedom via Prague at the time, as the communist edifice started to crumble after four long decades. Their exodus is now recalled in a new exhibition entitled Cesta za svobodou, or Journey to Freedom, at Prague's Police Museum. Ian Willoughby reports.
After thousands of East Germans had managed to flee to the West via the West German embassy in Budapest in the summer of 1989, others looked closer to home for a route to freedom. They came in their hundreds and then thousands to the West German embassy here in Prague. Many camped in and around the grounds of the Lobkowitz Palace in Malostrana. Some famously abandoned their Trabant cars along the way. By November 6th, 1989, almost 25,000 had escaped to the West via Prague. 3 days later, the most potent symbol of a Europe divided since the war, the Berlin Wall, had fallen. The organizer of a new exhibition on those heady days at the Prague Police Museum in front of me here is the Office for the Investigation and Documentation of the Crimes of Communism, part of the Czech Interior Ministry. The exhibition was actually first prepared in Germany, but here it features translations in Czech. Among the many items on display are documents from 1989, showing the events from the viewpoint of the authorities here in Prague. Those include reports from the Czechoslovak STB secret police on events at the West German embassy. There are also articles from Czechoslovak newspapers of the day. As I was saying, many East Germans left their now iconic Trabant cars here in Prague. In fact, an estimated 1,600 of the lightweight vehicles were left abandoned on the streets of the Czech capital. They say many of those were looted by locals. The exhibition runs here at the Prague Police Museum, where the Magistrala through road meets Nusle Bridge, until the 11th of March.
That report by Ian Willoughby. And now it's time for a roundup of the sport.